And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens. In studio with me this morning, I have Joshua Savage. He is an author. How many things have you authored now as far as books go?
So about Ben, this is the third one.
About Ben?
Yeah. I've got a few kids' books and some fiction out there. And so
I've written a lot of
stories.
Stuff.
And yeah,
I have a lot of respect for that because I keep telling myself I've got a few books to write.
Right.
But I can't get through one. I have a hard time getting through a chapter, let alone books and books. And these are pretty good, the Bend ones. So, let's see. I know two of them. What's the third one?
So the third, well, actually, this is the third one.
This is the third this one. Right.
Yeah, the third, the newest one. The first two were 100 Things to Do in Bend.
Now, are they different?
They are a little bit. You got volume one and volume two. Volume two is kind of updated, so it does have some new stuff, but it's a lot of the same stuff as well. So
sure.
Yeah.
Children's books.
My daughters, I've got two of them. Mm-hmm. Give them both credit, right?
Right, yeah.
Both of them, when we were little, we just had these ideas we started playing around with, and I went ahead, and they actually wrote it with me.
Oh, cool.
And then I was able to find a really, really good artist, because I can't draw. I can barely draw a stick figure.
Sure.
And so we did two of those together. The ABC alphabet. Well, tongue-twisting ABCs. Oh. That's what it's called, because the whole book is full of tongue twisters.
And like one tongue twister for each letter?
Is for that each letter.
How that went down?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a lot of animals. They happen to be animals because my kids just started throwing some stuff out.
Sure.
And I was like, this is awesome. Let's go ahead and write it. And then the other one was about the tooth fairy.
Okay.
So it's a night in the life of the tooth fairy.
That looks like it'd be a hard job.
Yeah. She gets into some predicaments.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. Okay, good. Okay, so I'm talking to Joshua Savage, a local author. Have you always lived here?
No, I've lived
here.
Where are you from? I call myself a Tennessipian.
Okay.
Because I live right there on the border of Memphis, Tennessee and Mississippi, Northwest Mississippi.
Sure.
Okay. And so I'm a Tennessipian. I've been here for about 7 years now.
You like it?
Yeah, that's why I stayed.
Right? I mean, you're writing books about the place.
Did you
write any books about Tennessee or Mississippi?
Some of my fiction work, and probably most of my fiction work, is actually based in that area.
Because you know the area so well.
I know the area. It's got kind of a grittiness, that they don't have out here for sure.
Sure.
And
And when you say you wrote fiction, I mean, are these like horror stories or?
No, I would like to write some horror stories. I don't have that Stephen King mind, I don't think.
You're just not twisted enough.
Not twisted
in that
enough.
Way.
Yeah, but sure. I do call it, I mean, some of it's kind of dark, it's different kinds of like drug use and racial tension, different things like that, because a lot of that exists in the South,
And you've experienced you know what it's like because you live there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And we just don't have that as much here.
Not as much.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So, all right, let's talk about this new book, Secret Bend, Oregon, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. How long did this one take you?
On and off for almost 2 years.
Okay.
It required some research, and I did a lot of searching on my own, old news articles, going up to the Deschutes Historical Museum, just getting out there and taking road trips, different things like that. So, yeah.
It's cool because even though I live here, I go through these things that you write and I'm like, oh, I didn't know about that. Or if it is something I know about, it's like, I didn't know the history of this or the background.
Yeah.
When you say the Mighty Pillar, I got to be honest. I'm like, what's the Mighty Pillar? Then I look at the picture and I'm like, I've been there.
Been there, done that.
That's the Mighty Pillar. Ochoco National Forest, Prineville.
Yeah.
But this is pretty neat. How many are in here? Do you know?
82.
There's 82 of them? And then this one balloon book?
Yeah.
Wow. This is neat. I would say this is good for locals and a gift for people that don't live here as well, right?
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Pretty neat. Yeah, right.
I've had quite a few locals like yourself tell me that, even though they knew about these places, they maybe didn't know some of the historical information behind it or the culture behind it and stuff. So, and then there's places in there where I don't think anybody's been.
Yeah.
Or at least not very many people.
Sure. I recognize this building here, the Bend Old Iron Works.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anything about the building, So this is fun. Do you have a favorite in this book?
It just depends on the time of year. It depends on the mood, several things. I mean, There's a little kind of a hidden brewery down there in Deschutes River Woods where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of my go-to guy. You know, if I don't want to go to, Boneyard or something else, I'll just go over to him and get a couple of bottles and trade him like a book for a few bottles since he's in it. And, of course, a lot of the hiking and stuff like that, like the Metolius Balancing Rocks and the Ochoco Mining Ruins.
Neat.
You know, those were fun to get out to. And like I was talking about the road trip through Central Oregon, I was trying to find a bunch of the old ghost towns and stuff.
Yeah.
And, Shanico is pretty well known.
Right. Everybody knows that one.
There's these little places like Ashwood and stuff like that.
I've heard of them.
And they're hard to find. And when you get there, there's really nothing there but maybe an old building. But I kind of like this stuff, you know?
And that's in this book.
Yeah.
Where do you find the book?
So all around town, obviously it's on Amazon, but I try to get people to go to local shops like Roundabout Books has it. The Underground Book Gallery, which not everybody knows about downtown.
Well, it's underground.
Yeah. And they've got several copies. The Bin Store, Blockbuster, they always carry a lot of my stuff, so I appreciate that.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. But talking to Joshua Savage, the book is called Secret Bend, Oregon, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And I got to be honest, I haven't read the whole thing yet. I've kind of browsed through it, but it's on my list to read the whole thing. There's a lot of great information in here. You said it took you a couple of years to do. I mean, do you have a go-to when it comes to learning about these different places? I mean, what's your procedure, right? I mean, so you're out driving around and you go, oh, wow, I just found a ghost town or whatever. Then what?
Yeah, sometimes that is the case. Sometimes I'll come across something and I'll just to say, hey, that looks interesting. Let me dive a little deeper. But another thing, too, is I just really, really like history. I really like exploring stuff. So, I read a lot of the old history books from here. I read a lot of the old Bend Bulletin and source columns and different things like that. I go to the Historical Museum quite a bit here, Prineville, just wherever.
Sure.
I'm just kind of a history buff, so.
So you just collect the info and bam. And this is a nice looking book. I got to say, that would be a good gift for somebody.
And a lot of people who have been here for a long time, like you. They give me ideas and stuff. They're always telling me, hey, have you heard of this or heard of that?
Really?
So, yeah.
And then they'll go, oh, let me look into that for you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then, what are you working on now?
So.
Or can you say? Is it a secret?
Well, there's no really local books that I'm working on. I'm always writing my fiction. I do have a column for The Source. It's kind of semi-regular. Where people send me questions kind of related like this. And they'll say, hey, what's the deal with China Hat? So they might get a little political or they might be, but I try to put like a cultural spin on them.
Right.
Make them more fun.
Sure.
Right. And so people send me questions like that. And I have a little bit of a backlog because it's not, every month. It's more like every other month or something.
Sure.
So, but yeah, I do that pretty regular.
What is the story with China Hat? Why do we call it China Hat?
Well, because of the conical shape of the butte.
Just the shape of it, right?
Yeah. The shape of the butte resembled a, the Chinese work hat, the laborers that they used to have.
The one that you always saw in the movies and such.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't think they were really asking that.
Right. Well, yeah, right. Everything's charged. Everything is charged.
Yeah. It's interesting.
All right. Well, it doesn't matter if you're red, blue, purple, or whatever. You're going to love this book from Joshua Savage. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me again.
All right, everybody, check out Secret Bend, Oregon, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And I'll see you on your next project, buddy.
All right, I appreciate it.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.